Don't know much.
I think it is.
Okay, what do you call, let's see. A manually propelled lawnmower.
Oh, that old push mower?
What do you call a non-riding power propelled lawnmower? If that's fine.
Oh, that's Seth propeller. Was that what you asked me?
Yeah, a power lawnmower.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's fixed through the mechanicalism of the engine, through the pulley. It pulls it.
If you were going to get, if you were going to tell somebody to go out to the side of the house and get this thing for you, would
self-propelled.
You say, go get the self-propelled what?
Mower.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a scissors-like instrument that's used for trimming shrubs and bushes?
Oh, that's your shears.
What do you call an electrically heated pan?
Oh, that's a frying pan you're talking about? Skillet? Fry?
All right, would you call it just a skillet?
That'd be all right.
Would you call it any, would you make any distinction between an electrically
heated one? You'd have to just say the electrical skillet, like not said it.
Okay. What do you call a power-driven sweeper for cleaning rugs?
Oh, that's your vacuum cleaner.
Okay, and what do you call the bag that's used on the vacuum cleaner to collect the dust and?
I don't know whether I said dust pouch before. In other words, it's a container, a pouch.
Okay, would you say, get me another dust pouch to put on the vacuum cleaner or?
The trash catcher, just whichever one you want to use.
Alright. What do you call the transparent bag that's used for protecting dry clean clothes when these items are brought home?
Well, that's the one we said covered to keep the dust off of.
You said, go get me one of those.
I call it cover, I believe.
Okay. You wouldn't, would you refer to it in any other way?
Well, you'd really have to because you wouldn't know which one you're talking about if you didn't.
Say if you had a lot of them in a pile.
Mm-hmm. Say we've been saving them and come off the dry clean laundry. That's the stack we'd be talking about. Go in there and get that sack off it.
Okay. What do you call the place where you keep dirty clothes?
Oh, the old dirty clothes basket.
Okay. What do you call a plastic pail that you might put water in when you want to mop the floor?
Small or large? Bucket or a barrel?
Well, just one that you could pick up.
That'd be a bucket.
Okay, you call it a
plastic bucket,
Okay. You really don't need to be that close.
No, well, I was wondering.
Lean back if you want to. What do you call the container used for storing garbage in the kitchen?
Oh, your trash can.
Okay. What do you call the large galvanized steel or plastic container that you put garbage in outside the house?
Trash can.
Okay. What do you call this big garbage container that you see right at the end of your road? Up here, the large steel portable box.
That's the dump where it's picked up and hauled off later. The dump. Trash dump.
Okay.
We'll start over.
Okay. Do you have any other names for a rubber band? Did you ever refer to it in? What do you call a rubber band? Just a rubber band or?
That would be the best way out.
Okay. What do you call a metal clip?